tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain or Wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name and he wanted to start a show. So we did. Now you're listening to him on that dang old radio.
Guys, I hate to start the show like this because, you know, we're getting close to the weekend. We're supposed to be happy and fun, but, man, can y'all do me a favor and shut up when I'm on the phone in the studio?
Why?
Can y'all not be rude?
Okay, first of all, I wasn't rude.
You were laughing and hyena-ing, and well, you could hear that. Let me explain.
I was laughing because somebody else did something hilarious,
You
thought it was rude, but I think it's funny when you're having a business conversation and Spencer plays a fart sound effect.
So it wasn't just that.
Oh, that?
I answer my phone, and, you know, I'm selling my medieval armor, so I don't know if it's someone coming by the station, but I get a phone call. I got to answer. I'm talking on the phone, and Spencer, like, burps really loud, and y'all both hear the guy go, oh, man, must be, you know.
Well, that's what was funny is I heard a guy go, because Spencer did burp really loudly, and I had heard you go into business voice, and so I was like, oh, you must be talking to a client or something, and then he burped. I'm not sure why Spencer burped that loud, but it was funny, and then I heard the person go, whoa, that was loud, or whatever he said, and then it became funny. Well,
yeah, you were like, oh, I'm at work, sorry.
But that was a weird thing.
Which, I'm at work, doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
He doesn't know I'm in radio. He doesn't know I'm in an office. Like, oh, I burp at work. I'm a Cheeto taster.
Right.
So that's part of my job at the root beer factory.
And it made me laugh. And then when he...
Well, then it didn't stop.
I was in a stinker mode.
Well, hold on. Let me tell a story, because then I'm still trying to talk, and this person's on a computer trying to figure something out. And y'all are laughing hard, and I'm trying not to pay attention to y'all because I don't want to laugh, but I'm also getting mad, and I'm trying to listen to what this dude's saying. Y'all are laughing, and then suddenly I look up, and Spencer's got his phone, and he's pointing it towards me, and it starts going...
He was playing fart sound effects he found on YouTube.
Dude, those were diarrhea sound effects.
I did not intend for the diarrhea
and
ones.
So, like, I just
typed in fart SFX, and it had a really wet one all of a sudden.
I had to, like, put my hand up and make him stop.
Are you saying
he wrote a note that said sorry, so thank you, Spencer. But, like,
are you saying it's rude to play sound effects during someone's work?
Yes.
Okay. Will you please play back the ad where our boss, Lawless, was doing an ad? And
for a business that pays us a lot of money.
And then you played a sound effect, a fart sound effect, during the middle of it. By accident.
That was an accident, though.
Still.
Well, I didn't mean to have the wet fart sound effect. I wanted a nice,
dude,
crisp.
A dry fart. He wanted a... His defense, he wanted a dry, crisp fart sound effect to play while you were on the phone.
It doesn't matter.
Hey,
like,
can I ask you a quick question?
Well, hold on.
Who were you talking to?
Well, let me... we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because Spencer heard at the end... And Matt's like, oh, sorry we messed with your Renfair buddies buying your stuff. But that's not the only time y'all have done this. You know, it's Amplify Austin, so you should donate and get all your money. I like my Ham. I like Sims Foundation. And I was talking with, it wasn't Ham or Sims Foundation, but we were doing a Zoom interview. I was about a charity thing. And y'all are in the background making CJ jokes, talking about dingers and blah, blah, blah. And y'all are doing all that stuff.
Why are you
and I'm
acting
like
you're this super professional guy all of a sudden?
Because I was talking with a charity. And
sound like that a little
geez,
bit?
Dude. But I'm talking with someone like serious, and y'all are back here making those noises while I'm like interviewing. And you know how those PR people from a charity? Dude, that's what he was playing. Yes, that was literally it.
I'm sorry. Like, I did not know that one was coming up.
And look, see, what's also frustrating is, listen, I'm going to say for one thing, it was funny because you had the echo of the bowl. So whoever made that sound, that's good.
There was one with really good reverb. It sounded like it was in like a dance hall or something.
Really, that's some good gaff work. But here's the thing, that when Spencer does that, because he has an Android from 1990, he loses control of it. And
he
can't stop it from playing. And he starts going,
he kept trying to stop it from playing,
and he couldn't,
and that's why it became funnier.
It didn't.
It's not true. I intentionally made it look like I was...
what charity were you talking to on the phone?
So, my psychiatrist left the practice to start her own, so I was on the phone with my potential new psychiatrist because I can't get my medications refilled. until I do a drug test.
Oh, no.
And until
wait.
Listen to me. I can't get my medications refilled until I have an appointment and a drug test. And they were trying to look into the system to get me an appointment as soon as possible.
So she's like trying to focus on data entry stuff.
Yes, and to see if I could get if they could give me gap medication, because I guess once every 5 years, if you're on medication, they have to drug test you.
Here's the best part about it. The best part about it is that he's talking to a new psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist hears a burp that clearly sounds like he burped, and he goes, "Sorry, I'm at work," which means that the psychiatrist is already like, "This guy's off his rocker.
Well,
I gotta get him in here in a hurry."
You're welcome.
Let me tell you the good news. At the end of the call, after they were booking me, they go, "Also, I wrote you a referral to a gastrointestinologist, so you can get that looked at." Pour one out for your homies. I'm talking about Captain Crunch, Tony the Tiger, and Lucky the Leprechaun. It's National Cereal Day. That's right. Pour some milk in the bowl for the homies. It is National Cereal Day, the breakfast treat that we all know and love. We're going to talk about some of our favorites, but why does Cereal Day exist? Well, it's become America's most popular breakfast food. Surprisingly so. It's sugary, milky, creamy, and easy to make. I don't know why it's so popular.
If the CEO of Kellogg has their way, it'll become America's favorite dinner food as well.
Yeah.
He was
for all three meals, by the way.
He was very anti-sex and thought that eating cereal made you...
we're talking about the current
CEO. No, I'm talking about the current CEO recently said...
Okay, never mind.
I know a lot of people are having trouble making ends meet financially. Have you thought about cereal for dinner? It did not go over well, basically. But,
no, it did not.
Well, because he received, I think, something like $10 million in compensation last year.
Oh, man.
But the sentiment, frankly, I was like, hey, I love cereal for dinner, so I don't know why you're taking so much flack, dude.
Hey, man, it's good. Dogs eat it, too.
I thought it was a good late-night snack, but again, it's sugar and milk. That is not a good late-night snack. But hey, let's talk about the history of cereal. That's why we're here on Today's the Greatest. It first came to the fine United States of America back in 1854. A German immigrant brought his oat grinder back, and eventually it turned into the German Mills American Oatmeal Company. Rebranded that name.
General Mills?
I'm assuming, yeah. And it was the first to produce sort of an oatmeal that might be recognized as cereal. And then granola became the first breakfast cereal by 1863.
Whoa.
When did we start adding milk to it and making that a thing? I'm not sure. I'm guessing it had something to do with the dairy industry.
Probably.
Yeah. Just like the pork industry
A lot of things are discovered by accident as well. You think someone just spilled a little bit of milk in it and was like, ah.
And they decided not to cry over it.
Yeah. Probably the same time that I discovered you could put water in cereal, and that's because I didn't have any milk one day.
Aww,
yeah.
It was tears. It's just my tears.
It was really after 1906 when cereal took off. That's when the Kellogg brothers were working on their cornflakes and a new flavor, and suddenly there were the cereal wars. You had Charles Post with grape nuts in 1898, and dozens of others competing for our minds, hearts, and of course, milk-filled stomachs. But cereal as we know it now, it's really different. It's about cartoons and big, colorful boxes that you ask your mom, can I please have that one from the commercial?
Right.
And instead you grab the bag from the bottom shelf that looks like it's been under a forklift.
You got to eat it for dinner, too, so you get the bag. You know,
I guess so. But
I've reached the age where I like the bag better than the box.
Look, man.
Dude, I'm fine with the store brand's the same.
Look, yeah,
absolutely. And the bag's easier to store.
If you can go to Mexico and get a trash bag full of weed, I don't feel like it's a big deal to come home with a bag full of,
trash bag full of cereal. We can talk name brands, but I do the off-brand on these. But favorite cereals, top three.
Hmm.
I got to say mine are, in no particular order, the Frosted Shredded Mini Wheats.
Okay.
Okay.
Cocoa Pebbles, not Cocoa Puffs, but the Cocoa Pebbles.
Right.
You eat them fast enough, they stay crispy.
Right.
And you eat them fast enough, your milk is still cold. And guess what that milk is? It's not regular milk.
It's chocolate milk.
It is delicious chocolate milk. And the last one, Raisin Bran. Probably doesn't make sense. But why I like Raisin Bran, not just because my grandma served it to me.
All
because
the fiber, right?
The Raisin Bran you eat as a kid and you might buy now is the fibrous bran and raisins coated in sugar.
Yeah.
So it's very delicious. So those would be my top three.
It's funny because Cocoa Pebbles is in my top three. Raisin Bran is in my top three, but I'm going to go with Cinnamon Life as my third favorite cereal.
Not a bad one. My only problem
soaks
is it gets
the milk.
It does, and it almost tastes like dipping a cookie.
Yeah.
But Cinnamon Life gets too soggy too fast.
How long is it taking you to eat a bowl of cereal?
It gets too soggy too fast.
Man, it's so because you're so ADD and you're just staring at stuff around
Dude,
the house.
You know how it is.
You're staring at the back of the box.
You make the cereal, you find a spoon out of the sink that's dirty and wash it. You get upstairs, you get into bed, you put on an episode of Rick and Morty. By that time, Spencer, what about you? Top three cereals.
Man, I was a big fan of Honey Nut Cheerios back in the day.
Dude, those were good.
They were good.
Yeah.
And they still are, I think. I don't know. Honey Bunches of Oats, a lot of honey
with the
ones.
Little oat in
little
the center.
Clusters, yeah.
That would be my number four.
I ate a lot of Frosted Flakes in it, but I always wanted Cap'n Crunch, even though it always kind of hurt.
Yeah, Cap'n Crunch, not great. The
flavor was at least different with Cap'n Crunch than other stuff.
Frosted Flakes are incredible, almost made my list. And then they're now called Honey Smacks, but when I was a kid, they were called Sugar Smacks.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
also an excellent cereal.
There's one with a frog and there's one with a bear, and I feel like they're the exact same.
Well, they changed it to a bear for Honey Smacks.
Okay.
They had to get the word sugar out of the title. But it was called Sugar Smacks. It's the same thing, but parents started going, well, I'm not going to buy something with sugar in the title. They all have sugar.
Another one that I enjoyed as a kid was the Lucky Charms because their toy in the box game, forgetting about that, their toy in the box game was the best. Lucky Charms were gross. But
I hated
eat
how the marshmallows felt on my teeth.
I liked it. So I would eat all the cereal around it, and then I would just have a bunch of marshmallows and then eat those afterwards, and it leaves the milk gross, though. But happy cereal day on today's The Greatest. We're going to come back during the internet and do a little clickbait of America's Top Cereals.
Fun stuff to do over the next week for free.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's the Parent Pickup with Matt Bearden. And often, Matt, the segment is geared towards the parents in the line picking up their kids around this time. But it actually goes for everyone.
Yeah.
And this sounds exactly like that because South By's here, and there's actually stuff to do that doesn't require a badge.
Yeah. Guess what?
And
I want you to do.
Kids.
I want you to not get out there, and I want you to not do anything. And what I want you to do
no
is
traffic.
To hole up in your house and do what Spencer would do.
Huh?
I've got the best free Steam games you can play right now.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
I've been trying to do this and sit down with my son a little more. I hate gaming, but my son really seems to enjoy it.
I hate Steam.
And I know some people hate Steam, some people love Steam. It's a whole confusing
thing.
They
haven't figured out how not to constantly get hacked. Or maybe it's just.
It's Apple.
The top thing.
It's an Apple thing because you're trying to use it on your Apple.
No, PlayStation.
They're effing weird about it. You don't use PlayStation with Steam.
Or not,
I knew this was going to be so good to bring in today because I knew it was going to trigger both of you, and I'm excited
anyhow,
about
go
it.
Go on.
If you are into first-person shooters,
Apple.
Apex Legends.
That's a great one.
Okay.
See, I'm enjoying this because I know that on a lot of these, Spenny's going to go,
That's good.
And Spencer, that's one of those places where I've seen my son really connect with somebody in a hurry. He is a little shy and has a hard time sometimes with strangers. You connected with him instantly on video games.
I was just like, what's up, man? You playing Mario Kart?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let me play it, but that's all right.
Well, he's a bossy.
Don't worry.
He's a bossy kid, isn't he?
I disconnected with Matt's son when I gave him a Star Wars Lego, and he goes, oh, and moved it to the side of his birthday pile. But I made up for it a few months later when at the Renaissance Festival, I bought him a crossbow. That's a story for later today.
It is.
I love it.
And the only thing, the problem with that is that you got him a Star Wars Lego.
Yes.
And he has this thing where he says, why is everyone trying to get me to like Star Wars?
He doesn't like it at all.
Because he feels that he's cheating on Mario if he does that. That's how his brain is broken.
Let's tell our Sherwood Forest story later on because I just remembered that.
Sims 4, if you want something a bit more laid back.
Oh, man.
Play the Sims. Sims 4 right now, free on Steam.
That is free now. Wow.
It is, yes. And the free version of the game will let you take advantage of the plethora of Sims mods that have appeared over the years. it's hard to be mad when they are giving you all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah.
In The Sims.
All these are great games. Sims 4 is just like a little, you play with a little person.
And yeah.
You can get them to go to work.
It is
you can
fun.
Build a and house. It's fun.
I want to give a shout out to Earth Toast, our dear sweet friend and former coworker, Emily. She's been
she's very opinionated on the Sims 4.
She's been playing, she's been streaming Sims on her Twitch, and yeah. I just go in there and I go, make him woohoo, make him woohoo, which is the term for sex.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a teen rated game. Okay. It's not mature. it's fun.
Here's a game I don't know at all. And Spencer, maybe you can chime in on this. It says this game does a service everyone to do away with the more battle royale oriented nature we see in a lot of first person shooter games. Instead, it focuses on 3-person teams all fighting to capture and collect briefcases of digital money. I think like that could be a fun thing to do. Parent child. It's called The Finals.
The Finals is okay. Excellent.
Yeah,
I only played the tutorial, but it's one of those first person games, and it's the first one in a long time with fully destructible environments.
Okay,
so you can be shooting at people in a building, and you can't get to them through the windows and stuff. Just throw some grenades at the building and just collapse
right.
on them.
Oh, really?
It's effing wild. I just don't have anyone to play with.
Let's get to the game everyone cares about: Age of Empires 2, The Age of Kings.
I do not see that anywhere in any of this stuff.
It's still too good to be free.
It's a shame. I hope they do have it like as an updated version of that. Those are some classic games.
They do. Well, we've been talking about some shooters and stuff like that, but let's look at some of the other stuff that might be like card-oriented, and maybe you've got a kid who's not into the shooty-shooty stuff.
Lots of card games resurging over the past few years.
The Witcher card game? Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, that's a good one. It's very good. It's a little different.
So is it like the actual hit points on the cards and you lay them down kind of thing, you play online?
If you play The Witcher 3, that was a side mini game thing you could do.
Okay.
They updated it a bit for the full blown game. It's supposed to be very good.
Well, one of the last ones I want to bring up with, because my daughter does not like any kind of shooter games or what we would traditionally think of maybe as video games,
sure.
challenges, stuff like that. She doesn't.
Wolfenstein, Doom.
That stuff has never really appealed to her, but she does like. And I saw this and I thought, oh, I can just tell by the video that I can see here that she's going to enjoy. This. It's called Doki Doki Literature Club. Either of you familiar with that one?
No.
Yes.
Are you really?
Of course Spencer is. He's an English major.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
the little kind of...
Are you trolling people?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
The little write-up here says, I don't want to say anything about Doki Doki Literature Club because it'll just ruin your experience
Absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely.
But if you're a fan of beautifully crafted visual novels, then you're going to want to dip your toe into the cutesy dating sim that Team Salvato has created.
Yeah, that one gets a little surreal at some point, kind of meta, but it's supposed to be really fun.
Okay, well, it looks really cool. Anyway, check out Steam. It's a fun offering. Lots of free games right now. And even if you're not someone who plays games, sometimes just saying to your kids, hey, I heard this is cool, and turning them on, they go, oh, my parents are actually human. They know games. They're not just work automatons.
Nick Hajda from Three Guys on Sports, 12 to 2 on 102.7 ESPN is with us. And now the new show, Hogan and Hodge, 8 to
Game 10. Time with Aaron and Nick airs 7 to 10 on 102.7 ESPN Radio.
Y'all didn't go with the alliteration?
We did.
Can you also tell that I listened to your podcast with Jason Dick and I know how to pick at you the way he does?
I'm just jealous you get to say his name.
Okay, well, I'll edit that out. Rip to our friend. Anyhow, Nick, you're going to do our sports bets coming up. But first, you brought in a punishment idea. And I have two questions for Matt, because Matt's kind of like my older brother, Dad, and he's smart. What is
what,
your
are you from Arkansas?
Yes. We kiss. What is your... it's always like when I make Nick laugh. What's your punishment idea?
I'm just picturing
for
you and Matt Bearden just like exchanging tongues and like doing that.
What's your punishment idea for us to add if we lose a sports bet?
Well, you know, CJ, thank you for asking about my incredible weight loss that I've been doing. I'm on the sodaweightloss.com.
They don't pay
pounds.
Us money, so you can't plug it here.
Just practicing. Yeah.
Okay.
Just practicing. But I've been doing a lot of cooking, and so I keep all of my meat grease in this little jar next to the stove.
Sure.
And it's full. And so I was like, oh, what if I brought this in and the loser of the bet just has to do a spoonful of random meat grease from Nick?
Okay, and that...
Eat my grease!
And now we come to my two questions, because I know you can make tallow with certain fats and you mm-hmm. can cook and use the grease, but the grease can also go rancid.
Correct.
Matt, what is... question number one, is it safe for us to eat as meat grease? Question number two, when I lived in San Marcos and Amarillo... you could take your grease to the fire stations and dispose of it. What do you do with grease?
Well, the fire department takes it and they rub it on their enemies.
No, they rub it. They yeah. rub it on their abs for yeah. the calendar.
Exactly. Meat grease can go bad, but the worst that can happen to you, diarrhea, which you okay. have every day anyway. And so really, there's not a quicker. Loss here. Yeah.
All right, Nick, bring some meat grease for us.
So the grease greases up your intestines?
But no, yes. But seriously, how do you dispose of it? You can't put it in the yard.
In the Middle Ages, you would heat it up and then you would pour it over the wall onto your enemies as they tried to climb into your castle.
Yeah, I know that.
So we're collecting it still for one of these days when someone tries to get into the country.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
You're welcome. Migrants get here from the border.
Oh, well, I was trying to mean
dude,
like a war. Come
we have
on.
A Canadian that works here now, yeah, okay? And so... it's time for our weekly sports bet. Matt and I are doing double or nothing this week, which means two total punishments. Nick Hyda from 102.7 ESPN, shoot clock time game show name,
game
whatever
time.
It is.
Game
time in the morning with
three guys on sports.
With Nick Hogan and three guys on sports 12 to 2 joining us. Nick, you had an interesting addition to our punishment Plinko because you've been cooking, you've been losing weight. You're going to bring meat grease mm-hmm. for us to eat a spoonful of.
I got a whole jar full of it for
we're
you.
We're not going to eat a whole jar, dude, because that goes
it
rancid.
It puts the grease in its mouth.
But we've been arguing off air because I'm serious. What? How do you dispose of cooking grease?
You throw it away.
No, you don't.
I don't understand. I've never heard of this idea that you can't cook.
You can't throw away meat grease.
Why?
You can't.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, look it up. What does it say?
Hold on.
All right, so the thing is like when I remember in my hometown in San Marcos taking the grease to a gas station and disposing of
no,
it there.
No, you don't.
Or
it
not
never
a gas
happened.
Station.
Hold
a
on.
Fire
it
station.
It says, never happened.
Yes, uh-huh.
It says here, if you have grease left in a pot or skillet, you let it cool and pour it into a metal can. When the can is full, just throw it in your kitchen trash.
You can't yeah.
throw it here. Don't put it in garbage disposals or
will someone
in the
back
sink
me up
or,
on this? Yes, definitely don't put it in your sink, garbage disposal,
right,
or out in your yard.
Throw it away.
I think that's what you're referring to.
You can't throw it away because here's the thing is if you throw it away, even if it gets into a landfill, it leaches into the water table and it'll leach into sewage
what
too.
What happens when an animal dies?
It gets naturally decomposed. It doesn't...
If it dies on a hot rock under a sun, the grease is going to come out of that meat,
baby.
It's
not the same grease.
It's the same
cooked
grease.
Grease is different.
Why is cooked grease different?
First of all, if it goes into landfill, it's going to take like 1,000 years to seep into the water table.
It leaches so
we
fast.
We don't have that much. No, it does not.
Look, eat your goddamn grease,
this
Nick.
Is from the Clayton County Water Authority where I found this, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, Clayton County. Yeah, are you going to argue with Clayton County?
Get that away.
Just for the record...
So, know about water. They're like, it's fine. Throw it in the dirt.
I love that you're suddenly worried about the environment. Every time I'm at your house, you're setting something on fire and just filling the air with smoke.
If you burn the grease enough, that'll work.
It'll evaporate. And then we have to breathe the grease.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Anyhow, let's get to our bets this week, which one of the punishments is going to be...
I bet you could throw away grease.
CJ, what have you been doing with your grease at home, then, if you can't throw it away?
He has his entire lifetime's worth of grease.
Why do you think my hair looks so good. Yeah.
He's got one of those storage sheds full from Home Depot that's just full of these bags
of
grease.
It's a rancid fire hazard of just grossness. Shut up, man. I'm telling you, you can't just throw... Why are you laughing? You cannot just throw away grease. I know.
A water authority said you can.
Dude, I lived in San Marcos when someone's grease trap like made the whole city flood.
They weren't throwing their grease away properly.
Yeah, they were putting it in a trap.
I guess so.
This is like some Amarillo stuff. Like, this is why Lubbock smells like pee, because there's grease in the water table.
Well, Lubbock does smell like that, and they drink our recycled water, so take that, Lubbock. It's going to get them. Yeah, suckers.
We're almost out of time. Let's get to the bets.
Grease rolls downhill.
For the record, I rent, so I just poured down the drain.
Okay.
All right.
That's what you're not supposed to do.
I rent. Not my problem. My first bet.
Did I ever tell you about the time I tried to make tallow?
No.
And it just went rancid? Anyhow,
that sounds like a masturbation joke.
We've got like a minute or two
what
to get his bets.
Mom,
I'm sorry.
Just making tallow.
What are you doing, Grease? Give it to Olivia Newton-John.
You can use it as a deodorant. It's a callback to my stinky armpits.
He likes to take baths in here with hand sanitizer. In the middle of a show, he'll just take his shirt off and start wiping his pits with hand sanitizer. He's like, what? What?
What is your deodorant? Like hamburger?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, we are in the next 6 seconds. Let's get all three bets in.
Let's start on some bets for sports.
All right, this Saturday, exciting sports weekend. We've got Texas versus Oklahoma, basically identical records. As of the time of this recording or this show, Dylan Dessou, game time decision. So factor that in. We don't know if we'll have the Longhorns' best player, Dylan Dessou, but who you got,
what's
Texas?
What's his name was on fire against Baylor until they crapped the bed. Texas OU. Matt, I'll defer to you.
Texas will actually win this. I know that they've been wonky all year, but this is where they will come alive and they will win this game.
Home or away?
It's at the tournament, so it's...
Oh, it's a Big 12 tournament.
Yeah. No, this is at Moody Center.
Texas.
Final game of the regular season.
Wow. Thank you, Nick. Thank you for being honest with him.
I'm going to go with Texas, too.
All right. UFC 299. This is a good one for people that follow the UFC. Tell me. Sean O'Malley, 17-1.
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Versus Marlon Vera, 23-8-1.
Damn, that's a good one. I like Sugar Sean O'Malley. I feel like this is going to be... I feel like this is his humbling moment, and he gets beat. But I still want to pick Sugar Sean O'Malley. I just got to go with that instead of my gut. Matt?
I don't know what either of you are saying, so I'll go the other guy.
Brandon Barrett? Okay.
He's the one without the rainbow hair.
Yeah. Idiot. Last one. Austin FC taking on...
St. Louis.
Yeah, we were the new darling with the great stadium and amazing fans, and then St. Louis came and kicked our asses last year in their first season. Actually made the playoffs in their first season. So that's it. St. Louis versus Austin in Austin.
Yes.
Matt, I'll defer to you.
You already deferred to me. You go.
Win, loss, or draw?
Win.
I'm going to call it a draw.
All right.
And there's no need for a tiebreaker this week, right? Since we're, do the tiebreaker. You came up with
total
one.
Total number of goals in the game between either team.
3.
All right.
Matt?
4.
Ooh,
hey, barn burner.
Speaking of burning barn, I just noticed my grease shed's on fire. I gotta go. I learned a valuable lesson, not just with kids, but specifically with other people's kids, Matt Bearden's son. We are Ren Faire buddies, Matt. Did you know that? We're Sherwood folks.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we've been now like 2 or 3 times or something together.
Three times together. As a matter of fact, last year, Spencer, it was great because I wanted to stay late. Matt's wife, Kara, wanted to stay late.
Whoa.
My girlfriend left. My ride left. My friend, Roxy, who we went with, left.
Whoa.
So the Beardens gave me a ride home in the back of their minivan with all my armor and stuff. And then Matt's on his phone and his kids are on their phone. And it's just his wife and me talking, driving, me in armor. I felt like y'all's,
protector
the idiot disabled CJ backseat like care. They're taking care of me.
You mean you felt like you're the person you are? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know what? It's true. But I now
I felt like myself.
We've gone to a couple of these together, and I know your kids are getting older, and the first couple of years, your wife liked it because I would play the dumb like the maze and the arrow shooting. I would play the games with them when no one else would.
Right.
Because I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of dad, and it's good to bring my third child.
But last year, I did something bad I shouldn't have. I bought your son a Lego for his birthday, and it was Star Wars. He didn't like it. And I was like, oh, yeah, it sucks. We get to the fair. Right when you walk in, there's shops, there's toys, there's cloaks, there's costumes. And he's a little upset because he wanted something. And we're like, no, Matt and your wife, like, we move on past that. And that's where I'll let Matt take over the story of how I made
my son a crossbow.
I did. I snuck off.
I don't know if you wanted me to string this out a little bit longer and build it up, but we told my son, the thing is with my son,
he's a kid.
He's not just a kid. You should know something about my son. He's what do they call it? Neurodivergent. He's on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And I know my kid.
The point is
that you have to put things toward the end, because what you did is you bought my son a crossbow.
I thought I was doing
it. Handed it to him, but you're not allowed to shoot crossbows inside of the fair.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you ruined his time.
Son will obsess about something, and he'll circle think, and that's all he can think about. It's all he can think about. It starts to drive him. So he shoots it
twice and gets told.
He panicked and just stared at the crossbow and kept saying, are we going now? Are we going now? Are we going now? We had been there for 6 or 7 minutes.
A little anxious dancing.
Like, no, we have an entire day to do here. And he kept saying, are we going to go? Are we leaving now? The thing that CD doesn't understand is I can't take the crossbow and just go put it in the car. because then my son will go, are we going to the car now? Are we going to the car now? Are we going to the car now? Instead, I had to spend all day with my son as he just stared laser beams into a crossbow.
And I learned, I learned a valuable lesson, two of them, and I'll get to those. I did try to make it better. Like, we got some popcorn, and I was showing him how to shoot popcorn out of it. So at least he got to play with it. But yeah, he was obsessed with it because the first lesson is when the parents tell someone no, and this might be for two parents also.
Wait, are you trying to teach parents a lesson?
No, I'm saying I learned a lesson.
He's going to say, it turns out when parents say no, it's not just because they're being jackasses. It's because maybe they've spent more time with their kid than I have.
If you're an uncle to a nephew like me or grandparent, whatever, don't. I feel like grandparents do this a lot.
Yes,
when the parents say no, don't go behind their back and buy something. So
thank you.
Everyone walked off. I was like, I'm going to be great Uncle Steve. I'm going to be nice. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to make up for that Lego he didn't want. I go and buy the crossbow, and I'm so excited. And Kara, your wife, looks at me and she goes, you got him the crossbow, didn't you? And I was like, yeah, I tried to sneak and gave it to him. He's shooting it, and Matt notices. And I think actually someone from the fair was like,
they said, you can't shoot it in here.
Yeah, so then he had to carry it around, like Matt said, the whole time. Whole time. And wanted to leave and couldn't play with it. Like, his demeanor changed. Instead of being excited, it made him sad.
Yeah.
You get the toy at the end.
Yeah, yeah. You ruined a poor little Spectrum boy's day at the fair.
For somebody,
how does that feel?
He's still young. For someone like that, you have to sort of learn that ability to not super hone in and get focused on that. So he's still learning. It's like, come on, make it easy.
It did allow us to work on curbing some of your desire sometimes, and that is a good skill for him to learn.
But I did see it in CJ's eye
where he was like, oh, and then I could see his fiance was furious at him, and I was like, it's fine, it's fine. It's just CJ, he's an idiot, and we know that's how he's going to behave.
But you know who has two thumbs, is neurodivergent, had a great time at the Ren Fair?
You.
This guy!
Yeah.
APD once again going viral on the internet, but for a good reason, and here comes the weather, along with South by Southwest. Let's start with that, the weather. I've been working on my backyard, doing all this stuff to get ready for a house party. That's going to be during a severe thunderstorm.
Congratulations.
I'm proud of you. But there is severe thunderstorm coming in late tonight, so be careful. Heavy rains, heavy winds, all the dangerous stuff. From what I read, it should be mostly north of Austin, Williamson County. But be careful. Hey, that's me.
You're looking at me to lend some help to you right now. I haven't read anything about the weather.
I'm going to be honest. I just wanted to bitch that I've been beautifying my backyard for...
You mean
why? Yeah, why use the weather as an excuse? Just bitch if you want to bitch.
Hey, I'm mad. It sucks. You know who's not mad? The parents of this kid who was saved by APD. The clip is going viral, and it's been a minute since something from APD's gone viral that's been good.
Oof.
I'm going to say something negative, and then we'll get to this positive thing. But this is one of my, it's Schadenfreude. It's it's just one of the most amazing moments of something going viral on television. During the George Floyd protests in Austin, there was a news reporter. I forget her name. I believe it was KXAN. She's on the bridge that they've closed down I-35. She's talking, and you hear the cameraman go like, ow, ow, ow. You hear something, and then suddenly she starts coughing. She's like, we've been tear gassed. They're tear gassed on live TV.
Right.
It was nuts. Of course, didn't look too good. And then there's the famous photo of them shooting beanbags and tear gas, and behind it, Austin, the big billboard that's like, Austin police and community.
Let's just blind some of these teenagers.
So they need some good, and they do good.
You said do-do.
They do good. Austin police officers helped a kid that was choking on candy, and it made me think of the time I almost
died. Is this
going
to be a video of you?
Oh, please don't tell me.
It might as well be, but let's watch the video real quick.
Okay, buddy. Hey, he's choking on candy, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He has asthma.
Ah, they get it out. They pump him. They run air in him. They save the kid. Sorry, that looked a lot more horrific than I thought it was.
He's not the only one with the asthma. Huh? It was the mom. Sorry.
I guess so. Well, the mom. Mom's been eating a bunch of candy too.
I'm glad they're
all right. She's panicked. It's her child.
I know. But
no okay, kid though. Having inconsiderate oafs.
Matt, you made the joke that is the child in the video choking on candy me? When I was a kid, I almost died.
Yeah, I just, when you said that, this. I feel like you're the kind of kid that probably choked on candy.
Not candy, no. I was much weirder and dumber, but I hit all the dump and all the beep, so if...
I heard you didn't choke on it, it actually fit in
there
nice.
Dude, stop, because we're out of delay. If, don't make a delay these joke, like, I'm serious.
Like it was slippery.
No. Stop, because we can't edit and we can't... Okay. I don't know if you know this. Let's pull back the curtain, radio people, like my grandpa did when I was in the shower. What you hear live on the radio is a little behind from what... Oh, juice.
He was musty. Were you behind or was he?
Let me tell the joke. Behind.
Sorry.
Don't make fun of my therapy sessions. All right. I can't tell the story now. I can't. Another day.
You're like choking on your words or something
Dude,
else?
Just oh. another day. Another day we'll tell the story.
Sorry, man.
You know, if you're a victim of bad stuff, call the police. I guess that's... If you're... You know, talk about it. Don't.
Oh, man.
Dude, y'all just derailed this.
Wish you used those fingers to dial the cops.
It's a good story of me almost dying that now cannot ever... Compared to what Matt said, it's so bad. You know what? Well, Spencer, should we put the unedited version in the podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay, can we say before people think that we're making fun of life? You and I had similar situations growing up, and that's part of our therapy is making light of the situation.
Making light of the situation, and we've discussed it openly with each other because we heard... People talk about it, and it made us feel comfortable to talk about the crap that happened to us, and then we always make jokes about it, so there's that.
There you go.
But
I'm just a bad person.
Yeah, he is.
Just really bad.
Very true. You know why he's so bad? He wasn't good-looking enough for his...
For his grandpa.
Ranking America's cereals the best of all time.
The internet has never been so easy.
Today we turn to the internet for a little bit of clickbait because it's National Cereal Day. We've already discussed our favorite cereals earlier on the program during Today's the Greatest, but I thought we'd pull up a clickbait list that did several different polls.
First of all, wasn't that cool? We all had like different favorite cereals.
Slightly different.
For the most part, Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, you're sucked. Matt and I's were pretty good cereals.
By the way, if you ever miss anything on our show, you can always go back and check out our podcast, 101x.com.
Or search CJ Morgan where you get your podcast, or don't, whatever.
There you go.
I don't care. Let's start with number 11.
Number 11?
The top 10 cereals. Number 11 is Life Cereal. Life Cereal was just Chex Mix, right?
No, it's so much better than Chex Mix.
Is it?
What is it?
So much better.
So, you're right, because my mom used to use Life Cereal to make homemade Chex Mix because it was better than the brand you would buy. Like, it's tastier.
Why wouldn't she just use Chex?
Good point, because she's dumb.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's at number 10?
All right. Number 10.
Yeah, okay.
Rice Krispies. There's nothing to Rice Krispies, though, unless you add sugar.
They're good, dude. They really are.
They're good for making Rice Krispies treats.
They're like little crispy kicks. And then also Rice Krispies treats are the best, dude.
Yeah, the treats are the best, but the cereal, I don't know. Number 9, one of Spencer's favorite, Captain Crunch. I'll give Captain Crunch this unique crunch, unique flavor, unique shape.
I think it was just the flavor for me.
But also
that it always eluded me when I was younger. And I never really got to try it a lot.
It even says it has an original golden flavor. You know why we didn't get to try it a lot, Spencer? Because we were poor and there was never been a good knockoff Captain Crunch.
That's true.
They've kept that secret patented.
You say that, but right now at HEB in the big bags down at the bottom, you know, the big trough of bags.
Ensign Chomp?
They have, they have Ensign Chomp.
Okay.
that's a boat terminal or something.
A rank, not a...
Thank you,
it's
I know.
Still, hey, it's still an officer.
It's naval.
It's not an NCO. Number 8, my current favorite, the Frosted Mini Wheats. It's wheat, and it's frosting. It's just, they're crunchy, they're delicious, they hold milk well.
They're sugar, let's be honest. It's sugar.
It's sugar, it's good. Number seven, I think we can disagree on this. Lucky Charms.
Is there sugar in Lucky Charms?
It's all sugar.
Yeah.
It's disgusting little hearts or O's.
Like, why
and
do
then,
they
like,
even try with the actual cereal? Just throw the marshmallows.
They made that mushroom. For a brief period of time. It was just all marshmallows.
That's what I used to make was all marshmallows. Here's my
I just
problem.
Hated how they felt on my teeth.
It was like chalk. It was sugar.
Oh, God.
It didn't soak milk. And the weird thing to me about Lucky Charms is usually if you have a good sweet, like we've talked about Cocoa Krispies, not Puffs, Cocoa Krispies, it leaves you some chocolate milk. A lot of times, a good sugary sweet cereal will leave you with a delicious bowl of milk.
I do want to let you know
Lucky Charms makes gross milk.
I want to let you guys both know that you're wrong and that Lucky Charms are actually bomb.
Maybe just because they had the best toy game. Do they still do toys in boxes anymore? Remember when that was huge when we were kids?
Oh, no. They had some of the best commercials, though.
Yes. Yes. Number six, Frosted Flakes. That and the Fruit Loops are my girlfriend's favorite.
I forgot about Trix, bro. That was one of my faves, too. Damn.
Trix are for kids, Spencer. You're an adult.
Yeah,
that's what you forgot.
One of my faves.
Frosted Flakes aren't bad.
I went through a heavy Frosted Flakes phase in my life. They really, really good.
It's easy,
good.
The problem is you're always getting Frosted Flakes lost on your shirt or in your pants or beard. Number five, Fruit Loops.
Yep. That's a good one.
Those
not
are
bad.
Solid.
They say crunchy.
Aren't bad either.
Well, Fruit Loops also baller commercials.
One of my odd favorites, Raisin Bran.
Yep,
number
love
four.
It.
Number three, the Reese's Puffs.
Never heard of it.
Not a fan.
Never
not
even
good.
Heard of it.
I don't like the ball puffs. They're weird. They're almost like a malt ball, and it's just...
I just eat them straight out of the bag. I don't even care.
They're not
about
even
the...
good straight out of the bag. They've now started putting them into Reese's Cups. Not good. And also... only the Reese's Cups has the Reese's flavor of peanut butter. This
okay,
is some other weird thing.
This isn't your list. This is America's list.
Fair enough. Number two, Spencer, we're going old school with Cheerios.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, not bad. Honey Nut Cheerios are okay. when I was eating those things, I preferred what Spencer brought up earlier. Again, Honey Bunches of Oats because they had a little sugary oat cluster in the
little
center.
Little clusters of flavor.
I like to eat those almost like sunflower seeds where I would eat the O in my mouth and I would hold the cluster in my cheek. Until I had a few clusters that I could eat at once.
What are you, hamster? What does a hamster do that?
Weird kid. Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I forgot about that one because mid.
It's cinnamon, it's sugary, it's only big problem is these get so soft and turn into like wet. They turn into noodles, and it's not good.
Where's Cookie Crisp, man? Where's Trix? What happened
to
those?
We like Cookie Crisp. They got left off, but you can weigh in with your opinion. Best cereals? Worst cereals. There's some bad ones I know we're forgetting. 512-835-1015. Text us or at CJ Morgan Show. And happy National Cereal Day!
What happens to your body when you ain't got no food?
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Is it weird or is it wired? My body's got too much food. I know what's happened to these tums.
Hey, before we get into this, I want to set this up and let you know that the experiment I'm getting ready to talk to you about, there were experts around. People were having their blood pressure taken. All their vital signs were being looked at. Okay, I just want to say that in the beginning.
Okay.
Right? You know, there's a lot of people into intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Yes. And we know someone who likes to do it after he's eaten way too much food.
And I don't think he does it properly. I think what he does is called binging and purging.
Whoa.
Without maybe not purging.
Binging and fasting.
Yeah.
So anyway, some European researchers wanted to look into what happens to the human body as we fast for longer and longer periods of time.
Were they European or Europoopin'?
And they knew... that there were systematic changes that might happen in the body. You know, people talk about it like, oh, here's the things that happen. You reset your body. You reset your clocks when you fast for X amount of time. Well, they decided to have subjects, I think 12 of them total. They went in for prolonged periods without food. In fact, a week. And they did it more than once. And like I said, they were under doctor supervision the entire time. It turns out, it was pretty amazing for their bodies.
To do the fasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of conjecture about, you know, back in the day when humans were nomadic and stuff, there would be periods where we couldn't necessarily always get food before we invented agriculture. So there'd be times, maybe days, where
it's
we wouldn't be able to eat.
Different things in our body clicks in.
Or,
like,
you know, maybe just a little bit of berries and stuff here and there. So it's a bit more common for humans to not have, you know, multiple meals per day.
Yeah, but it's kind of confusing, too, because I guess fasting, you're not doing it long enough to where you're actually starving yourself. Because when you starve yourself, doesn't your body start collecting everything more intensely?
I don't have an answer to that. No, I can tell you what happened.
Not a nutritionist.
I can tell you what happened with these 12 healthy volunteers.
Tell us.
They were monitoring their daily changes in approximately 3,000 different blood proteins to see exactly what happens to us. And they said that, you know, as we know, people would go into ketosis within the first few days, which is another thing that we already know. Here's the thing we didn't know. People that went 7 days without eating had a 12.5-pound weight loss on average. And that fat loss was permanent. Yeah, for these people.
Wow.
They did not rebound and then regain it.
Wow,
that's why I put that, be careful out there, because the one thing is these people were under, literally, they were having their blood pressure taken every half hour. They were having poked and prods because...
And plenty of water, I would assume.
And they were selected because they were healthy candidates. So the one thing I don't want to do is have people out there who have blood pressure issues or anything else, glucose issues.
Trying another diet. And that's why, listen, even my cardiologist gave me some info about a Mediterranean diet and intermittent fasting, because there is
intermittent
science behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. My problem with it is, and the reason I've been critical, which maybe goes with any diet or fad, but we mentioned one friend. There are multiple people I know that will fast because they've eaten too much for a while, or they'll fast because they know, like, oh, the weekend's coming. It's almost like, yeah, I can't drink this week because South by's next week. They put themselves in a dangerous situation because they're eating way more than normal and way more than healthy, and then going a week without it and then binging again because...
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but before we get too far into this weight thing, here's the thing.
Let's say something really quick. We are not doctors or scientists.
Well, but
in case you didn't know.
But it turns out the weight thing was like one of the smallest things that changed for people who fasted for that length.
So there are a lot more benefits.
The benefits have very little to do with weight, and most of them had to do with... the proteins that support our brain neurons.
Ooh.
Went crazy, woke up, went into overdrive, and there suggests that there's a whole potential of benefits beyond the physical aspects of weight and fat loss. They were saying basically some old age knowledge, they were saying that the findings provided a basis for some age-old knowledge as to why fasting is used for certain conditions, and it may help some people that are suffering from ill health. Again, like I said, this is all under doctor's supervision, but they think that this could really help people who have certain brain and cognitive disorders. They think it could help kind of snap them back. They have to do more research into it, but the findings are pretty awesome.
That's
right,
exciting.
Now.
You are what you eat, and when you don't eat, you're hollow? Is that what we learned? Sorry, I zoned out because I was thinking about running to P. Terry's. I got really hungry. Really excited for Cage the Elephant to come to town. You can win tickets right here, right now, before you can buy them. We got a couple of callers on the line, Matt and Spencer. You two will be playing on behalf of them. You know the rules. Oh. Buzz in if you know your name. It is Cage the Elephant trivia.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to say three words or phrases. Buzz in as soon as you think you know the answer that these three words or phrases correlates with. Okay. Once you've got buzzed in and got it wrong, the other person gets free time to steal.
Is there a multiple choice? Is this like NASCAR, ASCAR, like we did earlier this week for another give? Or
let me give you an example. Why not that? Here we go. Bowling Green. Schultz. No Rest for the Wicked.
Matt.
Yes.
Those are all three gardens.
The answer would be Cage the Elephant.
Oh.
Right. Oh, God damn. Are y'all about to piss me off with another, like, bunk? Did I not explain this again?
Did.
Are we getting into...
I was confused.
I'm going to read three things that relate to one thing. You want to know what... let me go through the example. Cage the Elephant's the answer.
Okay.
All right. Cage the Elephant's the answer. That's the word we're looking for.
Okay.
I said Bowling Green. That's where the band's from. It's harder.
Okay.
And then I said Schultz. The Schultz brothers are the band.
Oh, okay.
Then I said No Rest for the Wicked, which is the last one is easy.
Okay.
So those three clues will tell you.
Matt.
Yes.
Cage the Elephant.
Okay, good. Point for Matt.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so there you go.
I got nervous. I couldn't think of it.
When Dad got mad and said he was going to turn the car around all of a sudden.
Hey, I'm mad at myself more because I feel like I'm not explaining how it works. But three clues to a word. All right?
Okay.
Something. Here we go. Number one. Bunny. Not the bees. Declaration of Independence.
Matt. Cage the Elephant.
Incorrect. Spencer, you now have an open floor.
Bakar.
That is incorrect.
That's the other band that's also playing.
Give you one more chance.
I thought this was the Cage Elephant game, this so is, everything was going to be the same.
It's Cage the Elephant quiz. Your clues were Bunny, Not the Bees, and Declaration of Independence.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, Spencer.
Oh, my God.
That is correct, but you didn't buzz in with your name, and we've both gotten it wrong. So there
Matt,
we go.
Nicolas Cage.
Number two.
He gets to steal, though. All right, come on.
Are you ready?
Oh, it's going to be things that have Cage
the Elephant.
I get it now. I get it now. Finally.
David Lynch. Freak Show. John Merrick.
Oh, Matt.
Yes.
The Elephant Man.
Yes, correct.
Dang.
And you can buzz in early if you think you know it. Here we go. Our next one. Circus. Believe in Yourself.
Matt.
Feather. Yes.
Dumbo.
Yes, Matt. 2 points.
I knew it too.
Great job. I'm very proud of you. The First GIF. Optical Illusion. Thaumatrope.
Wow. Some fancy words.
Could be the first GIF or JIF.
Yeah.
Optical,
Matt,
yes.
It's called like Hermione's cage or something.
Bird in a cage would work too. Yeah, that's it. Good job.
Hey, Spencer. It's called the Cage Elephant Game. When you hear the three items, you're just ringing your name and then say what's going to be, okay?
It's either going to have Cage or the Elephant, but... Yeah.
I got one right, Tangly. It just doesn't count.
You know, I'm not going to do this really hard, nerdy, Nerd of the Rings one.
Do it.
You're not going to get
it. Do it.
Come on, man.
All right. Hurrah, the Evil Men from the South. Mamakill. Lord of the Rings.
Matt.
Yes.
CJ's a big-ass nerd.
Battle of Pelennor Fields.
Spencer.
Yes.
The Hobbit.
Oliphant is the answer. Not where there are larger elephants in the Middle Earth, but you know what? I'm going to declare no one's a winner.
What are you talking about?
Matt,
I got like all of those.
I don't mean out of y'all in the contest. I mean anyone that listened to this.
Okay.
More chances for Cage the Elephant by listening to the podcast. Search CJ Morgan Show where you get yours. Podcast exclusive ticket giveaways there, and I guess listen tomorrow if you dare.
You may roll your eyes at his antics, but we know you're still listening. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.